Today's Shiur of Mishnah Berurah is Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis, in the middle of Sif Aleph. We'd already seen how La Halacha, you're not allowed to go ahead and not only not cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to even invite him to your house where you had cooked your own food for yourself. Or even if you had your food already prepared from before Yom Tov. The concern is that when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a concern that you might cook a separate distinct pot for the non-Jew, and cooking for a non-Jew on Yom Tov is Malacha Daraisa, according to the most Rishonim. And the Ramah had gone on to say that this Isser is only when you invite. The Isser of feeding a non-Jew on Yom Tov, even if you're not cooking for him, is only when you're inviting the non-Jew to your house and you want to be mechabit him. But if you send him food, you can send him food because you're not inviting him, be mechabit him. You can send him food, but you're not allowed to send him food if it means that you have to cook more in the pot for the non-Jew. Now, normally, cooking more in the pot is not really a problem. That's not malacha d'iraisa, because as we learned earlier, you're allowed to cook even for after Yom Tov in the same pot when you're adding meat to the same pot. But the concern is that if you cook more for the non-Jew, even when you're sending it to him, maybe you will cook it into a separate pot. So just to sum up, inviting the non-Jew, you can't even do that, invite him to your meal, even if you're going to not feed him anything that you are going to cook right now, but even if you are just feeding him things that you already cooked for yourself. Sending him food is okay, as long as it's already food that was either cooked for yourself on Yom Tov or food that was cooked from before Yom Tov. But that's only good if you send it to the non-Jew. We also saw how the halacha of cooking for a non-Jew is lav dafka a non-Jew. Anyone who has the status of a non-Jew, like a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, or someone who converted to some type of form of idolatry, or a religion that's the equivalent of idolatry, like Catholicism and things like that, he, such an individual, has a din of an akum with respect to cooking for him on Yom Tov. It would be usher to cook for him, and also usher to invite him to your meal. We discussed that a tinok shenishba, someone who was mechunach in a way that had nothing to do, he had no clue anything about Judaism or the religion, so he's what's called a tinok shenishba, and the halacha of cooking for him or inviting him would not apply. So now this, continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, so this halacha we've been talking to up until now were non-Jews that had nothing to do with the home, nothing to do with non-Jews that are working for you, like a non-Jewish servant in the home, an eved or a shivcha, but rather a non-Jew that you either invited, you mechabed him, or you send him food. But now the Shulchan Aruch continues, aval avdo v'shivcha, so a eved or a shivcha, meaning a non-Jew, Jewish servant, male or female, in his house, or let's say a non-Jew was a shaliach that was sent to this Jew's house, or a kuti shaba me'elav, or a non-Jew that just popped into his house. So we're talking about three different non-Jewish individuals that were not invited. They either work for him, or they just came to him, not as an invitation. So those are all scenarios where there is no concern that he's going to cook. The Jew is going to cook separately in a separate pot and add a separate pot for the non-Jew. This is because he's not inviting him and being mechabit him. And the Eved and Shivcha are his workers. So that's why he says, Mutter lachilo imo v'lo chashin shema yarbe bishvilo. You could go ahead and feed him together with you at your meal, and you don't have to worry that you're going, there's no concern, there's no chash or iser of maybe the, due to the fact that maybe the Jew will cook separately for the non-Jew in a separate pot. That's Mr. Brewer, Sifkat and Tess, Abdo, Veshivchasa, Vechain Shliach, Vechain Akum. He says, the Dafka Shemizamein Akum Etzlo. It's only when you invite the non-Jew to you, to Chafetz Bikaro, that you basically want to go ahead and give him Kavod. Chayshin and Shema Yavi Veshvilo Levashal Begder Levada. Then there's a concern that maybe you will come and cook in a separate pot additional food for the non-Jew, which would be a Malacha Deraisa. Masha'in came the Abdo Veshivchasa, unlike by his Eved and Shivcha, and also any non-Jew who comes to him without an invitation, there's no concern he's going to cook a separate distinct pot for this non-Jew in these scenarios. Shabbat me'elav, a non-Jew comes uninvited, says, af imu adam chashuv. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes a first opinion that says, even if he is a person who is an Adam Chashuv, a very respected person that you might want to go ahead and treat with kavod, even such an individual, if he comes to your house, this non-Jew, even if he's an Adam Chashuv, Kevon Shalom is Mina Lavo, since he did not get an invitation, we're not concerned that you're going to cook a separate, distinct pot of food for him and be over the Malacha Deraisa. Dafka Shabbat Achar Shekvar Heichin Sudaso. And this is specifically when he comes after the food has already been prepared, and we're just talking about now going ahead and feeding him food that you already prepared. Obviously, you cannot prepare and add additional food to this non-Jew who came to you out of the blue, and now he's in your house. You can feed him from food that's already been prepared. And he says, "V'yesh cholkin," but there are those that are cholik that kasiim who adam chashuv. But those that say, because he's an Adam Chashuv and he's worthy of giving him kavod, so even uninvited, we do not allow you to feed the non-Jew even food that has already been prepared, because the concern that you're going to go ahead and prepare more food for him, the Adam Chashuv. So here there's this machlokes between the Paiskim, and this is really a machlokes Rishonim. This is a shita of the Rajba as opposed to the Rambam shita. And this basic shita says, no, da'kasi imu adam chashuv, yesh cholkin, da'kasi imu adam chashuv, roi l'chavoy, chayshesh, we have to be chayshesh, that you're going to go ahead and cook him more food. Elat tzarech sheyom alav. So let's say, what can you do? According to this opinion, what can you do if you can't go ahead and give him any food and he pops into your apartment, into your home, and you want to feed him, or you want to offer him something, so you could do the following. Shayom alav Yisrael, kodem shama achilo. Yisrael, before he feeds him, must say to him, according to this opinion, im yasvik lecha b'meh she'achinu latzmenu, if it's worth it for you, and it'll be enough for you in what I've prepared for, what we've prepared for ourselves, then bo ve'echol. Meaning you have to specify that you are not going to be adding any food more than what you have, and then you can say, and feel free to join us. Taz machriya lahalacha dibame elav. However, the Taz, he paskins up lahalacha that if the non-Jew comes by himself, Yisrael nosen olecho, and the Jew gives him food, b'li azmana v'haftzara, without any type of invitation at all, sheyochal etzlo mutter. He says, if you don't invite him at all, and nor try to cajole him and pressure him into eating by you, it would be mutter to go ahead and feed him. Because then there's no chash of shema yarba. So here he's basically saying it all depends. If the non-Jew just comes and you feed him, and you don't have to do any type of convincing him to stay, then you could just feed him, and you don't have to worry that there's going to be in other words, there's no concern that he's going to go ahead and cook more, and therefore would be permitted to feed the non-Jew. However, but even if he comes to you, but when once he comes to you, you have to go ahead and pressure and cajole him and convince him to stay and eat by you, then even if he comes by himself, still, since it's apparent that it's important that he eats by you, we're concerned that you're going to go cook a separate, distinct pot, which will be Malacha Deraisa for him. He says, because what's the difference? If there's an issue of inviting him and feeding him, even with, you know, because of a concern, then what's the difference if you invited him before, or if he pops into your house and then you're working on convincing him to stay? They're both the equivalent of an invite, which would then be usher to go ahead and feed the non-Jew, even food that was already cooked by you for yourself. And now the Ramah continues. Now he goes on and he makes the following distinction. If you remember, when it came to we discussed yesterday in an introduction today, when it came to a regular non-Jew, we said that you're allowed to go ahead and send him food, provided that you had already prepared it for yourself. But you can't go ahead and even be marbeh bishvilo in the same pot. You can't even go ahead and add to the same pot because there's a concern that you might go ahead and cook for him in a separate pot. Here now, the Ramah is saying that's only with respect to the non-Jew who you're sending to, or as we'll see, a non-Jew who is coming to your house uninvited. So they, you have to give already food that was already prepared for you, and you can't add any food to even your own pot. But when it comes to Abdo Veshev Chaso, you could even do it in the same kedera that you're cooking for yourself, adding more in the same kedera. That's what he says. Mutar laharbos bishvil Abdo Veshev Chaso, but also the kedera shemevashel bala atzmo. But aval shar kutim b'chol inyan aser. When it comes to other non-Jews, like for example the non-Jews that you either are sending to or come uninvited, those non-Jews, although you could feed them with already prepared food on Yontif or before Yontif, you cannot go ahead and cook more in the pot. And Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that right now. Look at Sifkatan Yud Aleph, Humutu Laharbos. And you can go ahead and you can add more in the same pot for your Eved and your Shivcha. So he says, look, Hineh Mechaber, Kalal Din Abdo Vishivchaso Aknanim, Vaakum Shabame Eilah Bechadamachta. He says, look, the Mechaber right above didn't distinguish between your Eved and your Shivcha, who's a non-Jewish servants, and some Stamnam Jew who comes by himself to your house, because the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the ability to go ahead and feed them with already pre-cooked food that you might have cooked for yourself on Yom Tov. But the Ramah, he says, Uba Ramah, the Faresh, but the Ramah comes and he wants to spell out, Sheyesh Chiluk B'neim. There really is a difference between the two. They might be the same in terms of the ability to feed them and give them food when you're not cooking any food for them. However, when it comes to the Ba'abdo v'shivchaso, when it comes back to the Abdo and Shivchaso, your non-Jewish workers in your house, afilu imarbe b'kederoso, even if you add more in the pot, l'chadchila b'shvilam for them, you add more food for them in your pot, shari, that's permitted. Why? Given the chatirchahu. As we always said, when it comes to adding, let's say, more meat to a pot, that's totally fine because there's no additional tircha and just more cooking up in the pot. Below chay shinon, and there's no concern then when it comes to the eved and the shivcha, there's no concern you're going to go ahead for these non-Jewish workers and add another whole separate distinct pot and cook more for them. But you have to be careful that you don't say explicitly that you are adding more food to that pot for them. But a non-Jew is not your worker, and he comes and he has some type of, he says he's not your worker, so you're feeding him, and therefore there's some level of being mechabed him. Again, this is not a situation where you invited him. You're not allowed to invite a non-Jew, even for food that you already cooked. But here we're talking about where the non-Jew, like the last case of the mechaber, where the non-Jew shows up at your door. There, dafka, kishenos no imashayichin abur atzmo. There, it's only if you give him food from what you prepared for yourself. Aval baharbos bishvilo, but to add more to the pot, afilo b'kedera achas, even in that one pot that you're cooking for yourself, is aser, techayshin shem yevashal avuro, levad ot b'kedera acheres. And you're concerned that you might cook for the non-Jew alone in a different kedera, and therefore you would not be able to even add in the same pot. There's a concern if you're allowed to go ahead and add more to the same pot for this non-Jew, you'll go ahead and, chas v'shalom, cook in a separate pot more for this non-Jew, and that would be a melacha d'iraisa. While you're eved and yeshivcha, we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and do it, and therefore, if you added more, that would be okay. And Sivkot Yud Beis, he's going to spell out exactly what that means, that you're allowed to add more to the same pot for the non-Jewish eved and shivcha. Specifically, when it's in one shot, where it's one tircha, meaning you put all the food together in the pot, the additional meat, whatever that you're cooking for the eved, you're putting together in the pot and then cooking it all together. But to add more to the pot, basar bishvilam aser, to add more, that would be aser. Now the truth is, if you remember way back when, we said that you're allowed to add more meat to the pot because meat and like fish and things like that add more flavor to the existing meat. But here you're not allowed to do that. Mefarshim explain, because here's a situation where you are dafka doing it for the eved and the shivcha, where you're for sure going to be feeding it for them, and there's no shot that you'll use it for yourself because you have to feed the eved and shivcha anyway. You definitely could do it here when you're putting it all together in the pot before you put it onto the fire, the additional food for the non-Jewish servants. And then he says, but that's only a problem. You can't add more to the pot. Ella im kein yesh lo machal machem sheyuchal lefaisem bam v'nimsa shekol abasa hayaroi b'shvil Yisrael. You would be able to add more to the pot in the following situation. If you know that there's other food that you can go ahead and give to the non-Jewish Eved And the basa that you're putting into the pot, it won't be out of the question that the Jew himself would be able, or the family, the Jewish family themselves, will be able to eat that meat. Then, az mutar liten lahem lechol mizeh. Then you'd be able to go ahead and put up more food and actually give it to the non-Jew. Again, especially here, because you're adding, as we said, more meat or whatever. And so as long as, which would add flavor to it. So for sure, if there's the ability, it's not so much that it's out of the question that the Jew would be able to eat it. You can give the non-Jew other food if you wanted to. So then when you put it into the pot afterwards, only in the same pot, of course you can't do a separate pot. Then if you put it in the same pot, you would be able to go ahead and give that to the non-Jewish worker, the Eved and the Shifcha, afterwards. And he says, when it comes, however, to the following, linyan pas, what about bread? Maski achronim, the achronim say, when it comes to bread, right, since for each loaf of bread, there's a separate tircha, a separate, you have to go ahead and knead separate doughs and make separate challahs. So afilu, but it's going to be in such a situation, we can't allow it. Afilu ofer b'tanarechad, even if it's being baked in one oven, elim came once again, yuchal lefaisan b'dvarim acherim. Once again, similarly, if you'd be able to go ahead and give something else to these non-Jewish workers, v'nimse shekol pas roi b'shvil Yisrael, and it is shayach for the Yisraelim to go ahead and still eat it on that day, on yontif, then you'd be able to give from these breads to the non-Jew as well. It's only in their ovens. But in our newer ovens, even for Yisrael, you can't go ahead and bake more. Even for a Yisrael, you can't go ahead and bake more than what you need. However, when it comes to the Eis HaTzarech, a situation of Shasat Chak, you would be able to go ahead and even in our ovens, go ahead and bake more breads in that oven, but again, only assuming you could be mafayis and give something else to the non-Jews, and the Jews themselves could, in principle, eat all those challahs up. The issue with the big tanur and their tanurim and our tanurim and the tanurim nowadays, and the opinion of the Marshal and the Amagin Avram that's put down here in the Sharetzim, we're not going to get into it, but again, it has to do with the fact that the breads that are baking are necessary or not necessary in terms of it adding something to the other breads that are baking there. We won't get into that right now. Sif Beis, Bnei Achayil Shel Kutim Shenatnu Kemach Shelhem Yisrael Lefos Lehem Pas. Now, we used to have is to have like the soldiers when they come to town. So the way it used to work is the non-Jewish soldiers, the way they would get fed is the people in the town would have to feed them. So they'd give them flour, and the people in the town would have to bake them bread. Now, the problem here is that these are Jews that have to go ahead and bake bread now for these non-Jewish soldiers, the non-Jews, on Yom Tov, because they came on Yom Tov. So what could they do? How can they go ahead and bake bread for these soldiers on Yom Tov? So he basically says, Im eina makbidim kish Yisrael nosan mimenu latinok, if the soldiers do not mind if the Yisrael gives a little bit of the bread to a child of his, a baby, whatever, then mutar lefos lahem, then it would be allowed to go ahead and bake for the non-Jewish soldiers. The idea being that now, since any of those breads specifically, okay, is necessary, okay, in order to feed the child, he has to go ahead and bake for all the non-Jews. So here, it's utilizing a shtickle harama to allow for baking for the non-Jews by as follows. Since he's baking for the child, and the child can only get this bread because he's baking also for the non-Jews, it would be allowed. So let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. No say melatino. Geish ma'achronim shekasu. There are achronim that write as follows. V'lo shari elim kein no say mamish lechol. V'lo al yedei sheyachol litein. He says there are achronim that actually write that this is only permitted if he actually goes ahead and gives it to the child. Can't just rely on the harama itself. You have to actually give it to the child, and then it would be permitted to bake also for the non-Jews. Although, not mashma that way from the Shulchan Aruch. Sif katan yudalad mutar lefos. Sharei im lo yafel kol hapas. If he didn't go ahead and bake all the bread, meaning for the non-Jews, the soldiers, lo yuchal yitein letinok af pas achad. He wouldn't be able to give from this even one little piece of bread to the child. And therefore, im kein nachsheves kol afia, therefore the whole baking becomes viewed b'shvil pas zeh. It becomes viewed as necessary for this bread. Should know say Latinok, that he's giving to the Tinok. The Kevin Chain Yuchad is a passit Latinok, and since it's not very designated which bread is going to the Tinok, but Sino Lemar, therefore we have to say, I'll call Echa Vecha on each loaf, the Zeu Sheyidan Latinok. Maybe that's the one. That is the one that you're giving to the Tinok. The Kasfu Ha Achronim, do a din in my Yisrael, no say Lema Kemach Micho Kamachos. So the same would apply if, let's say, a Yisrael would be the one supplying the flour based on the law of the land. And it's not just the flour, it's not where merely the flour is coming from the non-Jew and you're cooking the non-Jew's flour, but even in a situation where the Jew has to give his own flour based on the law of the land to the non-Jewish soldiers. Ella she'ena Yisrael rashoi lafos mikemach pas achas latinok. And in such a situation, the Jew would not be able to go ahead and bake from that kemach even one loaf for the child, elim kein yefel lahem kol hapas, unless he went ahead and baked all the bread. Then mutar lafos lahem b'yom tov, then he'd be allowed to bake for them on yom tov, al yedei she'itein pas achas mehem latinok, by virtue of the fact that he will give one pas to a tinok. Sif katan tes vav lahem. You can go ahead and bake for these non-Jews. So the Taz is not so happy about this whole maneuver. It's like a shtickle haroma. And therefore, Ayin Taz, Shekhasav, Dein Lesmoch HaKulazu, Nesinas Pas, Achas, Ela, Bechagon, Zeh, Shehu, Shasatach. Because you can't rely on this shtick of only giving one pass to a child to enable you to go ahead and bake for all the soldiers, except if it's a shasatchak situation. Sif Gimel. Also, Levashal, Lefois, Letzorach, Klav. You're not allowed to go ahead and cook or bake for dogs. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tazayin, Letzorach Klavim, Afilu Klavim Demizoynos Avalav. This is even your own dogs, where you're obligated to go ahead and feed them. So you have to feed these dogs on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to bake for them. Mikol Shekein Klavim Shel Hefker, and for sure, Klavim that you do not own, Lav Dafka Klavim, and not specifically Klavim, Elohu Adin, Shar Behem Achayev, of all other animals, the same applies, Asal Asos Shum Malacha Avaram, you can't do any Malacha for them, because any malacha that you're allowed to do, because the malacha is ochel nefesh for yourself, is only for you, a Jew, human, but not for a goy, or for an animal. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch continues, but you're allowed to go ahead and bring food to these animals. He says, if you want to know all the halachas of preparing food for your own animal on Shabbos, check out the halachas back there in Shin Chav Dalet. And he said, all those same halachas apply here as well when it comes to Yom Tov. Again, you have to know your own. It's the issue of your animals versus animals that you don't have a chiv mazonos for, the issues of muktzah and things like that. Aval asel lahotzi b'shvilan mirshus lirshus. So he says, although you're allowed to go ahead and bring food to your animal to feed them, right? You can't cook for them. You can't bake for them. But you can bring them their food. But he says, but you can't go ahead and do the Yisr Hotzah to bring the food to your animals. Right? Hotzah, Bishvilam, Mishus, Lushus. That's not allowed. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aval Asa Lahotzi V'chulei, Lo Hutar Hotzah, B'yom Tov Ki'im L'Tzarech Ha'adam. The Hotzah, even Hotzah, which is Mitoch Shehutra, L'Tzarech Ha'chanefa, Chutra Nami, Shelo L'Tzarech, it still has to be for L'Tzarech of a person. Aval Lo L'Tzarech Behema, but not for the needs of a behema. continue weiter. So too, back in the Ramah, v'chein asa legabel hamursan laofos, ki im al yedei shinoi. Right, you also cannot go ahead and knead up the mursan into like some type of a doughish food, some type of paste that you're making now for bird food for the birds. You're not allowed to go ahead and do that because it's gibul, it's lisha. But you have to do a shinui. Now with a shinui, why is that okay? Shabbagavna after Shabbos mutter, because if you do it to make the mursan even on Shabbos, that would be okay. Gevur le'el simen shechav dalet v'ofer hashinui v'vur sham b'sif gimel ayin sham. And the type of shinui is explained over there, where we learn over there that you cannot go ahead and mix it with a spoon in the way that you normally do that, but rather you have to go ahead and do what's called shesi v'achar kach erev. You have to go down and up and to the side, down and to the side, in a way that is a shinui. And the Chazon Ish basically says that you might have to actually take out the kaf in between each time that you go with one stroke up, then when you go, before you go with the stroke across. You know, between every shesi and erev, you'd have to go ahead and lift it out so that it doesn't become like a real stirring of the mursan. Again, you have to go back to Lisha, where it's allowed, what type of lisha is allowed with a shinui, what type is not allowed with a shinui. Some of them are allowed with a shinui even on Shabbos, and this, the making of mursan, would be okay with a shinui on Shabbos. It would have to be the same halachas that apply to Shabbos, because there's no heter again for your animals on Yom Tov. Finally, back to the Ramah, v'mutar leharbos b'shvil haklavim bosa kederi shebavasa v'la'atzmo. You would be able to add more in your own pot for the animals, the dogs, to feed them, as long as it's in your own pot, you're not cooking in a separate pot. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, it should really say, afilu im ein, even if there is no other food that you can give to the klavim if you want to. Well, let's see, look at the Mishnah Berurah. B'shvil haklavim, v'adin shar behema v'chaya, afilu lo hayu mizonosayim alav. So you'd be able to cook more for animals, even if it's not the animals you're obligated to feed in the same pot. Okay. And now he spells out in Chabez, Vafilu im yesh lo davar acher. He says, like we just said, it's a tov sofer. To really say, Tzarech lomar, Afilu ein lo davar acher. Even though there's nothing else to go ahead and feed the animals with, you're still allowed to add to your pot to feed the animals. Ayim ve'er agrosh mefarish divrei hama, divrot salomar. The Gra explains the Rama, Dim haya lo davar acher. If he had something else, okay, in order to go ahead and appease the animals without cooking for them, you'd be able to even cook in a separate pot for them, as long as the food itself would still be roi for him to eat. Because then we'll view it as if he is actually cooking for himself, because since he could feed the animals something else, that would make it okay, as long as he has the ability to eat it. However, okay, however, he says, he says, Ladina, it's like the Das HaMashal, the Bikidera Acheres, okay, the Bikidera Acheres, Bishvilan Aser, Bechol Inyan. If you're doing a separate Kedera for the animal, that's going to be usher no matter what, even if you have other food to give him. Because that makes it clear that the bishul is not for his needs. And many achronim bring it and check out the Eliyahu Rabbah.